Well, after those moments looking back to happier years, I'm afraid I'm going to drag you back to the present and into the rather strange times we're living through just now. However, it is a positive story. A Suffolk garden project has been continuing to help those with mental health issues to support each other in these uncertain times. The assistant manager of the Red Gables garden project, Colin Lay, told Rachel Banham about the initiative. Here's Jane.
Combining physical exercise and creativity, the Red Gables Garden Project supports and boosts the confidence of its volunteers too. Based at Red Gables Wellbeing Hub, a majestic Victorian house in Stowmarket, the initiative began in March 2012. Colin Lay, who's the assistant manager, head gardener and project leader, says the grounds at Red Gables have a history of being a working garden as far back as the late 19th century and featured an arboretum, orchard and greenhouses. In late 2011, it was decided that a garden group should be formed to try to bring the gardens back into working use whilst also providing benefit to those with mental health issues. Volunteers work in all parts of the garden, including the vegetable beds, arboretum, dry garden and wild flower beds. Colin says, "We found it to be of huge benefit for the volunteers to have their own areas of the garden to look after, and this provides a sense of ownership as well as an opportunity to be creative." He adds, "The lockdown has provided new opportunities for the garden project, particularly with the unusually dry weather. Most of the work we do here is working with individuals or in pairs, and we've managed to continue this while maintaining social distance. The difficult part has been missing out on our lunchtime social time, which has always been an important segment of our day. As the restrictions continue to be lifted, however, we can only imagine how vital this time will become once again." The project currently has 18 volunteers, aged from 24 to 75. Colin says, "This wide age range, combined with a spectrum of mental health issues, enables us to support each other better and reinforce our main belief that all mental health affects us all." Since 2012, almost 40 volunteers have come through the project, and, says Colin, the feedback has been consistently positive and encouraging. He says, "Ideas are always taken on board, regardless of whether an individual is with us for 6 weeks or 6 years. The best quote I've ever received, which I think all of us here relate to, was, 'When I come here, the pain in my mind just stops.'" He adds, "It's been well documented in recent years that being outside is fantastic for improving mental health. A normal work environment requires focused attention, which can lead to higher stress levels. But the work environment here provides more fascination, which is great for regulating anxiety. Combining this with the benefits of physical exercise, which release endorphins, and the creative element, which allows us to express ourselves, it enables us all to leave here in a much stronger frame of mind. Sometimes just watching things grow when we don't feel we're growing ourselves is beneficial. Even if it's just a houseplant at home, it can really give a sense of pride and, most importantly, purpose." Colin says that since 2012, 5 volunteers have secured permanent workplaces locally. He adds, "We believe that the gardens have provided a key part in this by boosting their confidence and helping them to regain their focus." You can find out more about the scheme online at redgables.org.uk or on their Facebook page. Just search for Red Gables Garden Project.
Thank you, Jane. That sounds like a very worthwhile project indeed.